This is Twit.
So I believe that it's doomed. As I mentioned at the top of the show, some academics who have modeled the system have determined that to be effective, 80% of all smartphone users would need to voluntarily opt into using the app. And that's never going to happen, 80%. As we saw, the instant the Apple-Google initiative was announced, both the non-technical and, sadly, the technical press went berserk over the privacy implications. Even highly technical individuals who should have known better spoke out with errant, frightening, and unfounded warnings before they understood how the system worked. This podcast looked at the system's technology carefully and understood exactly what and why the Apple-Google team had designed it as they did. And we found that the API itself absolutely protects the user's privacy. But in practice, that doesn't matter at all. That is, the fact that it's you really can trust it. For one thing, as we've discussed since then, health officials really do have a need to collect real-time geographical location data as part of a workable system. Adding the where you were when it happened would go a long way toward making up for a lack of pervasive use of an application. For example, if only a few people in a large gathering were app-enabled and it was determined from the app that that was the most likely infection event, then a call could be put out for other non-app-enabled people who were also present at that event to take the necessary precautions. As we noted previously, the importance of knowing where, which Apple and Google scrupulously avoided using, has already occurred to the state of Utah, who has created a much more useful solution, which is also necessarily much more invasive. Even though it was thoughtfully designed with things like immediate user deletion of all data and short-term self-expiring location data. The simple truth is a short-term sacrifice of privacy is required for spreading events to be located and managed. Even fully human-mediated contact tracing is by definition a short-term sacrifice of privacy. Someone whom you've never met and don't know anything about needs to interview you to determine everything you're willing to share about where you've been, what you've done, and who you've been in contact with for the previous 2 weeks.
And that better be pretty complete.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
That's a massive imposition on one's privacy.
Right.
You know, but it's what's necessary.
It's what works.
You know, and I learned in doing the research about one of those new features in Google, that Google says that people are constantly clearing their web browser histories, and that's just cyber. Many people apparently really don't want anyone else to know where they've been and what they've been up to. And at least when interviewed by a human contact tracer, someone can choose to elide anything they're embarrassed to share. But you can't do that with an app. So how many people are going to voluntarily install what amounts to spyware? As we well know, many people also have an inherent mistrust of the government and its motives. We've already seen people worrying that this might just be the start of more pervasive monitoring. I mean, even Andy on MacBreak Weekly was worrying about that. The start of more pervasive monitoring with statements like, and I'm not quoting Andy, I had this already written, if they are allowed to do this, they'll always want more. And why would they ever want to stop? And so forth. So, no. It was a noble idea. I loved the cleverness of the technology. It was fun to dissect it and share its operation with our users. But it's clear that as a voluntary initiative, it's never going to get off the ground. So I just, you know, to me, the idea that of states using a more invasive technology, as I noted, really does make up for the fact, it goes a long way toward making up for the fact that just not that many people are going to take advantage of it. But for those who do, who are involved in events where an infection is present, if you know where and when, then you're able to move that from cyber into physical. And after all, that's what human contact tracing is, you know, physical contact monitoring. So yeah. I just think there's just no chance for software-based apps if they are voluntarily installed.
And Bruce Schneier brought up the really excellent point about, and I don't know if Rich Schneier's post a few days ago about...
I did not.
He agrees with you. He says it's just they don't work because of the potential for false negatives and false positives. People aren't going to trust it, and it's just not going to work. We need human contact tracing. Now, I think these apps could be a useful adjunct to help. Because one thing, I don't remember where I've been everywhere I've been in the last 14 days.
Yeah, having that good point.
A map of that maybe only I see or whatever, that would be useful.
It would jog your memory.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that could be useful. But as constituted, Apple and Google have done such a good job of protecting our privacy, they've made their apps pretty much useless to human contact tracers. And we know that human contact tracing is what's... You need extensive testing and tracing, period. So,
yeah.
Unfortunately,
I think the Apple Google approach maybe suffer a little bit from just, you know, being developed by techies without contact from actual health officials who would have said, wait,
we need
we have to know where this happened.
It's not useful. That's exactly what Schneier said. He says a tech will always respond with what tech knows how to do because they want to help, but that's not necessarily what needs to be done. It's just what they can do. And I think that's that. I mean, I agree. They did it very well, but it's just from a health perspective, official perspective, it's not sufficient.
Yeah, I would love, as I mentioned when we talked about Utah, I would love for the state of California to do an invasive health monitoring app, and I would load it. And
they're not using the Google API. They're not. They're going to do their own thing. The problem, in my opinion, is I agree. We need testing and we need human tracing. The countries that's been done in has worked. It's worked very well. It's eliminated COVID-19 cases.
Just killed it.
But I don't think it's ever going to happen in the U.S. We're not going to sit still for that. We won't even wear masks.
I agree.
This is a country founded on individual liberty, and it's inconsistent with what is necessary to stop the virus. That's why there's all the emphasis on, well, let's get a vaccine, because they know there's nothing else that's going to work.
Right.
And what that means is many, many, many more people will die. We'll have many more, you know, go back inside. It's not over. And then coming out and going back. And it's going to be a bit of a seesaw for a little while.